Hi, this is Cami Britt, and you're listening to Everything Under the Sun on KDNK.
That's right. It's 4 p.m., time for Everything Under the Sun. I'm your host, Raleigh Burley, and today we have a very special interview with Let Them Roar's Olivia Pevic, Matteo Sandate, Sophia Clark, and Ashton Toffer. Exclusive interview about the band kind of taking their final bow at Mountain Fair, and for the foreseeable future was the exact language they used, so there's that hope that the band may return in some iteration in the future, and there's no doubt that the members will remain good friends throughout their lives. So without further ado, here's part one of that interview.
Yeah, well, let's start out with a temperature check. Weather update.
Weather report.
Olivia, like your personal weather. How are you feeling in this moment in the studio for what I guess is the last time for Let Them Roar?
Yeah, my personal weather today is very Colorado-like. The storms blow in, the sky clears. dynamic. You call it dynamic weather.
Mm-hmm. How about you, Matteo?
I'm feeling kind of a layer, geologic layer. Underneath it, there's warmth. It's a warmth of love. There's love. It's a kind of a feeling of love, a flavor of love that's has depth from all the experiences we have to now. Mm-hmm. And as well as all the relationship things that I know each of us have processed through music. So the feeling of that is a love that's appreciative, thankful. And wishing us all well. The desire for continued harmony beyond.
Mm. Thank you.
Letting go of the dissonance. Whatever.
How about you, Sophia?
Feeling like yesterday's weather, rainy and misty and quiet.
Hmm. And Ashton?
I would say kind of a mix. There's some storms, but also some sunlight coming in too. This morning it was kind of cloudy for me, but once I got here it became sunny.
Yeah.
It was like polar opposite. It's pretty funny.
Before you came, you were feeling cloudy?
Yeah.
About this or something else?
Yeah, just, I think about this,
yeah. That's interesting, too, because the weather, we've been able to be here, like, the whole week. Mm-hmm. It's pretty special.
Rain's coming.
Yeah, it rained our first session, and it was actually the first rain in a long time. And yet, what a metaphor. Sometimes it's good to cry. Mm-hmm. It clears away the dust.
Yeah.
And just amazing what new growth rises from that.
Dream on.
That was Mountain Song by Let Them Roar. Let Them Roar, playing their last show at the 50th Mountain Fair and releasing a new single called Moonless Night on the next new moon, which is July 9th. We continue now with our interview with the members of Let Them Roar on the steps of Cool Brick Studio. I'd love to hear about each of you and what you look forward to doing next with music personally, and also curious to know what some of your kind of peaks have been for Let Them Roar. You've done some really rad things as a band that branches beyond music, gotten into social justice and really experimental, even kind of mystic territory with the Solstice Show.
Yeah.
So maybe we could go around the circle and talk a little bit about what you're looking forward to and what you hold really fond about the things that were accomplished.
Sure. So, okay, pointed at me. So,
start with Ashton.
I'm really excited about a big career change. Going to teach theater mostly at CRMS, and I see the potential for music in that, you know, like, what is theater without music? So I expect, I don't know what is coming, but definitely there will be music. I'm excited to keep writing songs. I'm excited for the day when we all feel like we're ready to do something together again. And I'm really excited to learn what it's coming for everybody else. I just have no doubt in my mind that it's going to be beautiful, and I don't know what it is. So it's like this, I'm excited for a mystery to reveal itself.
And what about...
What else? What highlights? It almost seems like picking one or two things is really hard, because this group has had incredible, I don't know, just like willingness to try stuff, and we've always been stepping a little bit out of the usual thing that you might find from a small town band. You know, we've always been really fortunate in our timing and our placement to get to do things like connecting with a broader Colorado music scene through I Am Music and the Creative Industries complex of people. We've met so many wonderful musicians around the state because of that. Dropping out of nowhere into the role as Steve's Guitar's house band was just like, what a gift. Like, had to have a home, like a home stage. So many times I'd be like, oh, it's just another show at Steve's, like, I barely even need to get dressed or whatever. And then it would turn into this, like, epic event. And you never knew when that was going to happen. And, like, get the band van and traveling around the state together was just, like, so, so dreamy and challenging in all the ways that traveling with a group is, any more than one person, you know? Mm-hmm. But so fun. We've got to drive so many new roads together, and I love seeing new roads. And I'm like, almost avoiding the obvious ones. Yeah, we've recorded with wonderful engineers and collaborated with people we really admire. I feel super vague in general right now. I can't be specific right now. Talk to some other people.
Pardon, Mateo?
Thanks, Olivia. So much imagery and experiences,
right?
Were coming up as you were sharing. Kind of like a song. It's like, yeah, I relate to that. For me, what we've been able to do, it's all about what we get to do. That sums it up, I think, for me. What we get to do. Such a privilege to play music and play music with each of you. And I'd say it's still growing. The appreciation for each person's voice, wisdom, groove, sensibilities, relationship to our home, which comes out in our music.
Hey, that was here already once.
There's a couple of drag racers in
town. Yeah. Man.
Carbondale's changing.
Carbondale. Mm-hmm. Well, Some would equate that sound to "Let Them Roar." And one of the biggest, this is accomplishments, I feel, has been finding a relationship to "Let Them Roar." And that's also individual, but even on the relationship to the band name, "Let Them Roar," what the heck is that, you know? And so I think a lot of people that might not know us might relate to "Let Them Roar" as that. And I think one of the biggest satisfying things I've had, which has helped me deepen our relationship with each other, the music, with our home, with the communities we go out and visit, and even the lands we've been able to see and travel, because that's been a highlight. One of the biggest for me is finding the relationship that's resonant with "Let Them Roar." And for me, it's about harmony and balance. I'm gonna let this guy roar. How interesting. Yeah, he gets it, you know, but that's not where we're coming from at. And to me, we're coming from a sensibility of balance, that "Let Them Roar" is about balance. There was never a "them." I have a belief of that, and there never was. Mm-hmm. And when we allow those that might have been a "them" in our way of cultural or community or friends, whatever our relationship is, when we allow that "them" to be heard a bit more, allow that voice to roar till it becomes an "us," and we might lean in and learn more wisdom from those voices that I haven't tuned into, we haven't tuned into, or others haven't tuned in, vice versa. The harmony that's present after that is one that might not have been there before. Mm-hmm. And that has been the biggest blessing of open-hearted aha. For me, it's come out in our music, the way I relate to each other here, because our mission, which I feel we're continuing to grow into, and that's what I hope to do next, is to continue to relate to music in a way that we've laid out as far as being connective, being healing, and being inspiring. And I'd like to get to know that a little bit deeper and more resonant. And "Let Them Roar" will always live with me in that sense of, it's about balance. It's not about getting it done or you, us, them. No, it's just that the harmony, not the dissonance that us versus them or us and them or whatever that creates. For me, it became about harmony and how to connect that way. Mm-hmm. So beyond what we get to do here, I don't know what happens, and at the same time, I love music. I hope to continue growing there in a connective, healing, inspiring way, and maintaining friendship and musicality with each other, because the songs we've written are pretty badass. Mm-hmm. So, thank you all.
But you have things that you're doing, things that are happening now that are continuing, I'm assuming.
Well, yeah. I mean, Mountain Fair comes to mind. I remember getting a call from you. It's like, the gospel set didn't work out for us for Mountain Fair. And I remember, Mateo, there was an invitation to take over the gospel hour on Sunday. Just kind of jumped in. Yeah, and out of that, the group is... has been chugging along. Mm-hmm. Called Sweet Root. Mm-hmm. I'm in love with that sound too, you know. So yeah, I love to play improvisational music and stuff. So, writing songs. Here I am talking. Let me listen a little bit more.
The police are here. Seems like they've been waiting for that all day.
Sophie?
Well, I have been, lately been reflecting on the opportunities to study that Let Them Roar has brought into my life, as like one of the most important like roles this band has played in my life. It would push me anytime. I mean, it would push anyone to be in a band, but we have had various mentors, and we have twice gone together to song school at Planet Bluegrass, and other iterations of multiple members of the band going to song school or going to Rocky Grass. And
she won it one year, Rocky
Grass. I won the band scramble. Yeah. But anyways. The chance to like study with a mentor and then be able to put it to work together has been really amazing. Rebecca Folsom was Mateo and Olivia and I studied with her for 6 months. We would go to Boulder for 6 months. And we met a lot of people through that. But Rebecca Folsom has been a huge mentor for us vocally and as to like how to perform and channel our energy to the audience and with each other. Who else have been our mentors?
Well, Steve, Dave, Bill Flanagan. I mean, mentors and just and who they are, always showing up, teaching us a sense of, without even saying it, a sense of, you know, just
Karen,
jump in.
Karen
Barney. Yeah.
Tim Fox.
What about Martin? Is it? Who played?
Frank Martin? Frank Absolutely. Martin.
Oh, big time mentor.
Frank Martin's masterful songwriter and
we all learned a lot from him, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Instrument player.
Yeah, call him Father Frank.
Father Frank.
With a little.
Collar. I've tried to remember the name of this.
Who is it, or where, the context? Jesse Ogle.
I Am Music has been an awesome relationship.
I Am Music is a music school down in Durango, and they have hosted us numerous times for their music festivals down there. So kind of built a relationship with them. They're really helpful, and they've given us a lot of opportunities.
Yeah.
And specifically, Jesse's really been a mentor. Behind the scenes band stuff. This is what a bank account is.
Sophia, do you see yourself continuing music?
Oh yeah, of course.
In like a solo way?
No, I'm not a solo musician.
Yeah.
I don't really enjoy solo musicianship.
Okay.
Before the pandemic, I was playing regularly with Frank. Maybe we'll start doing that again. I have some other collaborations, but not performances, really. So I'm looking forward to writing and practicing and studying. And I'm looking forward to that being the focus and not performing.
Yeah. Awesome. That other aspect.
I mean, we haven't really been performing this whole past year.
Right.
But, just not being aware of what I'm thinking about at all, you know?
Great.
Yeah.
How about you, Ash?
So I'm going to continue to live here in the Valley. I teach full-time. I've I've taught full-time for the last 5 years, so I plan to keep doing that.
Do you teach music?
Yeah, I teach music, and it's K-8 down at Two Rivers Community School.
Oh, cool.
And then I love living here because of the opportunities to be outdoors. So I'll continue to just live here and enjoy that lifestyle too, for sure. I'm definitely going to continue playing music. It's been a part of my life since I was 13 consistently, so I can't imagine a life without music. It's just like so important to me. Mm-hmm. Some highlights from this group are just like all the experiences I got to have. We played at so many different venues all over the state, and we played at kind of every type of venue. We did like private parties, weddings. We played in dive bars, listening rooms like Steve's Guitars, festivals. We did our I See My Light tour, which was something we just kind of invented on our own. We just kind of created it and toured around the state doing it.
Church tours.
Yeah, I played in churches.
Radio tours.
Yeah, a little bit of everything. So just all the different experiences. And for me, it was really cool to be able to live here and do that, because I feel like a lot of musicians move to LA or New York or Denver, but we're able to do all that here in the Roaring Fork Valley, where we could also enjoy the advantages of living here, being able to go on a hike 10 minutes away, or, you know, go skiing and then play a gig the same day. So just to be able to do that, I feel really lucky, definitely. I just want to thank the band members, past and present, and all the fans and people that have come to shows. Me personally, I've definitely grown a lot through this whole 11-year process. I've learned a lot about music and also just about life and life skills. It's been more than just the music for me, for sure. So it's really meant a lot.
Well, I also want to give a special thanks to all of our parents who've really done a lot to support us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We got some super fan parents. Yeah. Pretty awesome.
Yeah.
And that was Olivia Pevick, Matteo Sandate, Sophia Clark, and Ashton Toffer of Let Them Roar doing an interview on the steps of Cool Brick Studios, Dave Taylor's place here on 3rd Street in Carbondale. Thanks so much for tuning in. You can find the article in the latest Sopra Sun newspaper out on stands now. Stay tuned for The Inner Game with Gwen Garcelon coming up next. Thank you.